And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me, as always, Tyler.
I'm back with you.
You are
right
with
across,
me.
Right across.
Always.
Yes. I mean, we talked about that. Like, what happens if I'm not?
If you're not across from me?
Yeah, you're just going to keep going.
I don't know how to work your equipment, so probably not.
Oh, that's actually a good point. Yeah, you really can.
I think you hold all the power, and you did that on purpose, so that you're integral
you
to the...
You need me.
I do need you.
Yeah.
You keep us afloat, man, and I appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you, too.
Thanks, man.
What's up?
Okay. I'm, like, heated because we weren't really arguing, but we were talking about things before we started recording.
Yeah.
So now that I'm heated, I'm going to channel that into a different rant.
Okay.
And I probably shouldn't say this on air, but we're gonna do it.
There's
anyways.
A lot of things you shouldn't say on air, but
yeah, go this for is it. One. Well, this is about like work,
okay,
in general. So here comes right. A work rant.
Oh boy. Okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Been kind of. There's my rant for the day. Probably shouldn't have said any of that because it's all recorded. But I didn't name any names.
We're just talking generalistic corporate stuff.
I think there's a lot to learn from it too. Like. I don't know. I'm not saying that, like, I don't know. I think it's good feedback, in my opinion, but maybe they would look at it differently.
Well, if we decided to bleep out that whole first intro, welcome to the Couch Company
podcast. Welcome to the podcast. I did have things I want to talk about today, so I have
right.
A couple questions.
Yeah, let's see.
Last time here. We recorded,
yeah,
I talked about Zombieland.
Yeah.
And I was telling you that apparently I've never seen it, yeah, even though I thought I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great movie. So I watched the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as the first one.
That seems like the general consensus.
Well, that's kind of where my question leads to. But overall, it was good. Like, okay, here's my thing. And we actually had a whole episode on sequels. We did top five sequels.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. But it just made me think about this again. Like, you run into this issue with sequels so many times where it's like, it's almost a caricature of itself. Like, you remember when this happened and, oh, he said the line and, oh, yeah. Here's this thing that you remember, right? But yep. It's like exaggerated and it's like, this is kind of like too much.
Yeah.
Like in the first one, it's novel. It's new. It's like, oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. He's got like a list of rules. He's got like, oh, what's his face? Said the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How many times can John Wick hold a guy down while he reloads a gun to shoot him?
Yeah.
Awesome the first time.
Yeah.
Boring the second, third, fourth, whatever.
So in this one, it's like, I guess I'm using specific examples. It's like, you know, in the first one, he has all his rules and that's like his quirky thing and, you mm-hmm. know, to survive Zombieland. And then in this one, he's rehashing all the rules. I don't think there's a single new rule. Like, you're telling me there's no development at all, and, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, remember double tap? That's the second rule. Ha ha, remember that? We're going to use that joke again.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, I don't know. It just felt odd. It wasn't bad. I still laughed. It was still good. But, like, there's something about those sequels, dude, where I guess you see it a lot in comedies, too. Because comedies,
for sure.
It's tough. Like, the first time, it's fresh. And that's a lot to the...
Mm-hmm.
aspect of it being funny. It's like you're not expecting it, and now that you're expecting all the jokes we saw in the first one, it's like obviously gonna be less funny, so that's tough. But I don't know, man, I just see sequels kind of run into this issue so many times, and sequels are tough. I mean, like, look, sequels are made a lot of the time to make money, but
especially when you wait a long time.
This was actually like a year later or something.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Zombieland came out in 2009, and this was like very soon after that, I thought.
Zombieland 2 was, I thought, fairly recent.
No.
Really?
No.
That's got to be more than a year. There's no way.
Was it recent?
Yeah.
I thought it said, oh, it is. It was recent.
What pandemic?
2019.
Right before the pandemic. Yeah. That's what I mean. That's a decade.
I guess I read it wrong. Yeah. I thought I saw like 2012 or something.
Yeah, and then, like, you got to think of it that way, too, is, like, you saw him back-to-back.
That makes a lot
There's
of sense.
There's a decade in between there.
Yeah, the one chick looked way different. I was like,
yeah.
Whoa.
But that's the same thing with, like, I mean, obviously, Indiana Jones is, like, top of mind just because I just watched the new one.
Yep.
But it's the same thing where, like, they're rehashing about every fan servicey thing that they could still do. Everybody's back. Everyone's saying the catchphrase. Everyone's talking about snakes and you know, that sort of thing. So it, Star Wars is the same thing. I have a bad feeling about this. That you can kind of see where it's like, like different people are saying it. It's just kind of like a normal thing. But like, that's an okay way of doing it versus like, oh, remember we did this joke again. It's just like,
What do you think? We went over, I think we did top five video game sequels, but like what comes to mind that like does that well? Cause I think there is a way in which you can do those callbacks and those references in a clever manner.
Yeah.
Does anything come to mind like when you're thinking about it?
Well, I mean, I have a bad feeling about this, I think is fine.
Yeah. I think that one's good.
I don't know, man. That's tough. Like when I think of like the best sequels, obviously Lord of the Rings comes to mind, but I don't even count that because it's all filmed at the same time.
Right.
So like I shouldn't really.
Yeah. I don't think that really
I think
counts.
The Hangover sucked.
I'll tell you what, I think Deadpool 2 is pretty good.
Yeah, but what did they really call back?
That's a great question. I'm sure they had callbacks, but like, I guess the attitude of that movie is so meta.
Yeah.
That,
but not.
They probably did a joke where it's like, oh, we did this in the first one or something. And
yeah,
and you know
like,
what I mean? And then
that's just lazy writing.
Yeah, exactly. Just, like, you can just break the fourth wall there, which actually, funny enough, like increasingly is becoming more and more.
Yeah,
jading, or I'm becoming more and more jaded towards like those kinds of things.
I hate wall puzzles. Like, okay, then why did you put it in your game?
Yeah, right.
It sucks. Oh my God. So stop putting it in your game. Anyway,
yes.
So I think it's a little different because you were asking like, what's some catchphrases that work?
Not even catchphrases, but like callbacks, like references, like you know, we did this in the first one, and we're pointing that out.
Yeah,
but done like well. You know what I mean? It's a tough one. I'd have to think about it, but I think there's definitely examples of that.
I'm sure. I'm just blanking on any. Like, I can tell you what good sequels are, but I can't. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, so, like, that was my question. Like, what makes a good sequel? Like, what are you looking for in a good sequel? Like, to me, the intention is the foundation of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're making a sequel just to make money, obviously, you're probably doomed for failure. But if you still have a story to tell or something to do, right, that's like the creative endeavor is going to drive everything. And like how many times have we seen a series go on too long where like the story was wrapped up or good, but now we just can't let go of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you have to have that in mind because you have to think back to like, why did we create this in the first place? Because we had a vision. We saw what we wanted to do. And then we made this awesome property.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets different when you talk about sequels, I guess.
I mean, maybe that's a good example. Like maybe you're instead of sequels, you're looking more of like a TV show.
Yeah.
You would say like every season is like a sequel to
like
the show or whatever. So then you look at a lot of comedies and you look at How I Met Your Mother and all of those kind of callbacks that they do that they get progressively funnier. You have Brooklyn Nine-Nine with like the Halloween stuff, which gets progressively funnier.
Right.
So it's like a callback and you kind of like expect it, but it's still like even The Office, whenever they keep bringing up the toaster, how it's like, oh, I'm going to bring it to Jim and Pam's wedding. Oh, no, I got a toaster to someone else.
Yeah.
It's just, like it's funny. So maybe that's like a, like if you're looking at a good way to do it.
So I think that's actually a really interesting point. So we were originally talking about movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about TV shows. Now, the key difference in this argument is that in the TV show, we see the progression all the way through. You have more time to really flesh that out. Whereas the movies, when that sequel happens, 9 times out of 10, there's a decent amount of space in between the movies that we did not see.
Mm-hmm.
So all we're seeing is the first movie and then straight to the callbacks. Whereas how much time and brevity was in between the TV shows before we can start making those references? How many seasons are in between that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, is that a fair example?
Well, if you go strictly by time, you could argue the fact that there is less time with TV shows. Because if you come out with a new season like every year or every year and a half, a lot of the time that's sooner than sequels to movies.
Yeah.
So the fact that they call back on TV shows that quickly, and maybe it's just because the TV shows last 20 hours instead of 2, right? So like,
well, that, yeah, I guess that's kind of my point.
Yeah.
Is you're seeing more of the characters progress in the show itself.
I guess. I think that if you did like the Halloween episode, like there's a Halloween episode every year.
Yeah.
So it's like they still make it fresh. Like it's still like a
baseline. I don't know if that's necessarily
it's
a
not
call,
the same
callback
thing, but,
more as like a tradition at that point.
Yeah. So but, like, but there's callbacks for, like I said, like the toaster and everything. There's callbacks for 9-9. There's callbacks for like with Friends, whenever they call back all the time.
Yeah. Right.
Same thing with How I Met Your Mother, yep. And like the slaps and the bro code and all that stuff. Like, so I don't know. I mean, it's really, you throw everything down, you see what sticks, and then they beat it into the ground until it's dead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That actually, I didn't realize Zombieland 2 was so recent. That's crazy.
I remember it coming out like just, yeah. I mean, it's been 4 years. But
that makes a lot of sense on why it is not as good. It's like, obviously, yeah. like the not that Zombieland 1 had a narrative.
Yeah.
But I think this one actually had too much of a narrative, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Because it's like, that was the magic of the first one. It was literally just,
here's the world.
It knew what it was, right? Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. Like, I think it's an interesting conversation because some sequels are awesome. Like, Mass Effect 2 is my favorite game of all time, mm-hmm. as the people know.
Yeah.
And it's like, why is that? It's because they had a vision and were in, honestly, a lot of the time when you have that arc and you know where you're going with it, that three-game arc, three-movie arc or whatever, I mean, yeah. Empire Strikes Back, you have Mass Effect 2. That's like, that you're reaching the climax a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at like a story arc.
Yeah.
I would think, right?
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. I think with those, like Mass Effect knew it was going to be a trilogy. You had Lord of the Rings, knew it was going to be a trilogy. You had like, there was those things. So I think it's more of a feat or more of a challenge or more of even like a impressive thing is if they made a movie, like if they came out with like Departed 2. And it was good.
There's no way.
That would be impressive.
Right.
Right. Because it'd be like, holy cow, like how'd you like weave all that together or something?
Yeah.
Or like Hideo Kojima somehow weaved all his games together, even though like they had no business to be together.
Right.
So I think those hold a special place where it's like you didn't already have like the basic draft penned out, which again isn't a bad thing. Like if you have it drafted out and then you split into three movies or two movies or whatever. Good on you. Like you realize that this is too much for one thing, but I think it's impressive if you have a movie like Zombieland and then it's like, oh no, here's Zombieland 2. Or Nolan made Batman Begins. He was not going to make, he never did a sequel. And then it was like, oh no, here's a story.
Yeah.
Let's do.
So maybe that's
Dark
like
Knight.
One of the most impressive examples, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
but
kind of bad, but you know,
Nolan had a vision. I guess that's my point. Like, the purpose is everything to me. I mean, in my opinion,
yeah,
it's like,
I think that's wrong.
He's sitting there. He's like, is there still a story to tell with this Batman? Yes. And then he tells it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting question to mm-hmm. pose, but Zombieland 2, it was okay.
It was fine.
I didn't realize it was that.
I never saw it. So I don't. Yeah.
That's 10 years later. Wow. It's a decade later. Yeah. They made the second one. That's crazy.
What else you got? You said you had two, right?
Yeah, I had another
What's
question.
What's the sequel to your question?
Ooh, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was good. So I was browsing Reddit, as I do sometimes.
Sorry.
Yeah. And on r/gaming, sometimes there's some interesting questions that are posed. So I was curious about this. A little thought experiment for you. So last five games you played, are you able to recount those?
It was
more
time,
or less.
Yeah, probably.
More or less.
Okay.
I got to recount mine, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
When you say last five games you played, you're talking like...
We can do three, if three is easier.
Oh, continue, and then we can figure it out.
Okay, so last whatever games, or maybe one. Who knows? However deep you want to get with this question. If you're sucked into that world,
mm-hmm.
how fucked are you? That mm-hmm. was the question. And I was going through all the comments, and it was really funny.
Okay.
Like, one guy's like Dark Souls, see you guys just later.
Diablo.
Diablo was one... He's like, I guess the question was like, you get sucked into the world. What are you going to like? Are you fucked? What are you going to do to survive or whatever?
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, the Diablo guy's like, it's over. Like, that's one of the worst ones. Someone had Animal Crossing, which I thought was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably one of your best chances.
Best case scenarios.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, like, Tears of the Kingdom was a popular one. And they're like, oh, it wouldn't be too bad if you stay in X, Y, and Z. So anyways, I was curious.
Yeah.
First of all, how many games do you want to go back? And then what does that look like? Because I know one of the games, you're sitting pretty.
Dave the Diver?
Dave the fucking Diver, dude.
What a game to get sucked into. Yeah, what a great, like, just eat sushi all day and go fishing. Like,
the question, I guess, at that point, would you be Dave or would you be Dave's assistant? Like, I'll let you pick. Like, what would you want
to
do?
I would not be Dave because I don't have any desire to go diving.
Oh,
okay. I am terrified of drowning.
Sure,
like that just seems.
It seems like the worst place to be then.
Not to mention the fact that he's literally going down there and like just going toe to toe with like hammerhead sharks, just like spear gunning sharks and stuff.
Yeah,
shooting them with a sniper rifle. Like I don't know. It's no, I would be one of the sushi chefs, and even then, I probably wouldn't even be the chef. I would probably just be like a server. Yeah. And even then. So like as you have your staff and as you upgrade them, not to get into David Diver, but like they have two skills.
Yeah.
So like either they just serve or, and like their skills could be like, I'm a faster server, or I clean dishes up, or I serve the perfect beer or whatever. Right. Yeah. So it's like, depending on my skills, I could just serve and get good tips and have people like me. Like that's a skill. It's like, it's not affection, but like, if people like you, then they'll leave you a better review on your Instagram.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like, that's a
wow
aspect to the game.
What a game.
So that would be it. I would be a server. And like the beauty is the shop's closed all day. Like it is only open at night. So it's like 8 p.m. to like 10 p.m. So for like 2 hours, you serve people sushi.
And it's hopping. Yeah.
But if then like, doing well. But then you're done.
Yeah.
For like. Now, the only, I guess, caveat to that is, like, no days off. So, ooh, it's just, like...
I would take that deal. Every
2 hours
yeah,
a day.
Yeah.
Doing nothing but serving people sushi and saying hi and
you live nice on, like, a beautiful island, I'm assuming? Yeah. Done. That might be the best game to ever... If we ever do top five universes to live in, which is on the list of top fives...
Yeah.
Dave the Diver might be
now in there. Now, to be fair, it would be... Now, I would assume that the game goes how it normally would, because at the beginning of the game, there are earthquakes, and there is some
wait a minute.
Yeah, there is some like, whoa, wait, what's going on?
Okay.
There is a scene where you're getting shot at by pirates. So like there are some things, but that's all happening to like Dave.
So yeah, this is before you get hired, I would assume.
Yeah, like it really is. So like you would be, I assume, fine. Like, you're making a living. You live on the island. And
well, I gave you the option of, like, assuming Dave's position or, like, Islander.
Yeah, I'd be Islander, 100%.
Yeah. Sushi server.
Yeah.
Skills to be determined.
Spoiler, Dave saves the day.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
Sure.
Everything turns out okay.
Oh, it would be a much sadder game if it wasn't the case. Okay.
What if I'm just setting you up and, like, Dave dies at the end or something? It's something, like, heart-wrenching.
You're too happy right now for that.
Dave the Diver's so good.
Or you're the best poker
35
player.
35 hours. And David Diver.
It's on my list, dude. I have to play it now. I respect your opinion.
The problem is that is very much a game that I was still unlocking things 35 hours in, like new aspects to the game.
You're going to go back to it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Ooh, interesting.
If I go back, it would be if they come out with DLC or if I just want to get 100%. I could 100% that game fairly easily, but it would take me at least another 5 hours.
That's not bad.
It's not, but it's like for 5 hours, I could finish Convergence, or I could put 5 hours in the Final Fantasy.
That's fair. Okay, Dave the Diver, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't want to get burnt out on Dave the Diver. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're in a magical spot.
I am. It is a 92.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. So that's pretty good.
Anyway, I'm sorry. So I played that, Diablo, Final Fantasy, which I do not want to get sucked into. Street Fighter I played, Remnant I played. Street Fighter maybe would be kind of cool.
Street Fighter would be interesting. I think Street Fighter is pretty normal.
Yeah.
But then there's these like crazy fighters walking around, but you don't have to be a fighter.
Yeah, I think that would be rough if a fighter like ran up to you, just started like...
That's true. A fighter could, in the story mode, it can run up to you and just clock you in the face and then absolutely eviscerates you. That's fact. That's not good, but still better than the alternatives.
I did play a game called Potionomics. where you go and run a potion shop. That would be cool.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You have a talking cat.
Anything with shops seems to be like the way to go.
I think so. Just like real chill. Like everyone else can live their lives and stuff, and you're just haggling.
I don't know why this reminds me of that, but there's this one Pokemon mod where you're a gym leader, and people just come in all day.
Yeah.
And you like you set your roster and stuff, and you just crush people all day.
That's kind
of
nice.
Yeah, and then you can upgrade yourself. That there's something there. I think that could be a game. Or like part of a game. That would be cool.
You would have to think that the gym leaders generally just crush everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they probably got like a 99% win rate.
Yeah, and then you have
they're not just handing out badges.
Blue walks in and
you're like,
or red or whatever and
crap.
Yeah.
Pulls out a Pikachu and you're like, "Uh-oh. This guy's serious."
Imagine the problem with a gym leader where like you're crushing people left and right.
Yeah.
And this kid walks in, beats you. And then right after that, his rival comes in, beats you.
And you
get slapped down back to back. That's gotta jar you a little bit.
Like the first defeat of the year.
Yeah.
And then the second defeat of the year.
Just right the next one. Like you're still licking your wounds.
Never thought about that.
Yeah.
That's messed up. That's crazy.
Like you're causing like
I may retire after
that. What I mean. Like not only are you beating gym leaders, but you're causing like psychological harm as you're going through.
I would love to see like what's the win rate of a gym leader. Because like you lose two in a row. Your win rate probably plummets.
All those people then, that were before you,
yeah,
like they're just like, dude, like, why are we even following?
Yeah, so people stop coming to your gym.
Yeah, you just start drinking, you shutter it up.
Yeah, maybe that's the game. You start losing,
Man, what if I should add that to our RPG idea? Oh. Just somehow incorporate that.
Okay, the last games I played, Final Fantasy 16. That would be a horrendous world to live in.
No spoilers, but yeah.
I don't even want to get into it because it's definitely spoilers, but where are you at? You're at the hideout?
Just got to the hideout, yeah.
I'd probably join up with Clive. Let's say I have the it depends. Do I have the knowledge of like who these people are? Or is it like I'm like born in that world and I'm just like a regular person? You know what I mean?
I would assume you're just a regular person.
Yeah, then I'd be fucked. I would stay in whatever city I was born in and pray to God.
Yeah.
Yep. So that would suck. And then, here's an interesting one. League of Legends. Now, the game itself...
Oh, you played that recently?
The game itself is like... There's not a lot there. Mm-hmm. It's like an arena thing.
Yeah.
But if it was the world, because it has its own world, I'd probably want to live in Zaun. Which, for as a reminder, that's the place in Arcane, the top city. That's really nice. Yeah. Or no, Piltover, excuse me. Zaun's the down city.
Because that's where Piltover. Convergence is.
Yes, Convergence is in Zaun. Sorry, I get the two mixed up.
Do you think you'd be in that top city based off of your current economic situation? I would say we're middle class, so the top city would be middle class?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, think about it. I wouldn't like. That's a city of like progress and science and shit, and it seems really nice up there. Zaun's awful.
Yeah,
Demacia is full of racists. Noxus is just a warfare. Like they're Sparta.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful. What else?
It's not awful if you're good.
Yeah, if you're strong, that's great. But
I feel like your competitive attitude, though.
I would, but if you're not strong, you're bone. I don't know. It's not. It's a rough place to live. I'm telling you, it's not. It's you don't want to live there.
You don't think you'd rise to the challenge?
I'd rather live in the
you
fancy.
You know yourself better. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Fancy, technologically
soft. Yeah.
Gifted. Yeah.
Okay.
I talk a big game, but
you're a musician at heart. Yeah, I get it.
Freljord, which is up north, so that's like the frozen tundra. Tribal nation.
Sounds
so that's
terrible.
Fucking atrocious. And then the only other thing is what am I forgetting? There's something I'm forgetting, but I think there's like a I forget what it's called, but it's like a jungle kind of thing. That's where all the furries are from. Vestia, maybe? I think.
You're gonna know better than I would.
But again, that's like they're like tribal and
mm-hmm.
I wanted technology.
So really the way to do that would be like find the populations of each of these and then figure out the odds of you being in which part.
Oh, and it's just random number generator, and then I decide whether I hate my life or not. Yeah, that's fair. But like, I mean, Demacia wouldn't be bad per se, but if you're a mage, like if you're born with magic mm-hmm. in Demacia, you're boned. You're going to get arrested.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a rough world.
I was going to say, man, there's a lot of tension one. There.
Anyways, so I don't know what else I've played. Resident Evil would suck. That'd be awful.
Why?
Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Don't go to the creepy
island.
I'm
assuming we have to be at the island.
Oh, well then, yeah, that would be terrible.
Also, that's not true. If we're in the Resident Evil world, there's an outbreak in the world.
Yeah.
You're not safe, man.
Well, just don't go in the outbreak.
Don't go to Raccoon City or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That gets nuked.
Oh, okay. It's sterilized. Yeah, that stopped it. I mean, there wasn't 8 more games out of that.
The zombie part was stopped, more or less.
I think there's a lot of problems, though. Yeah. We see...
How long until they retcon all of that and just start over?
We're close, right?
They got to be coming, right?
Because we're starting to do... I think the formula is like you start to do the remakes and then you do the...
Yeah, like
the reset. World reset, yeah. But like MK1 is a reset, right? We didn't get any remakes with that.
Yeah, but MK1 is still... It's not a reset. It is a reset probably by the end, but it's not a reset.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Because of... it's like a different universe, technically.
Yeah.
Which isn't a spoiler, because they announced that at the conference.
Yeah, there's a time jump. No, so Liu Kang is Raiden, and God. Raiden is Liu Kang in this one.
Yeah.
Because like Raiden's just like humanish.
Right. That is an interesting concept. So maybe like Leon finds like a wormhole.
Yeah, maybe.
And then he goes to like...
Maybe just have parallel new characters universe. Or something. Yeah.
Now you have to have
like
Leon.
I feel like you have to have him. I feel like you have to have Wesker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the characters are actually really like
they're cool.
You have to have Jill.
Yeah.
Yeah. The characters make Resident Evil, I think, to a large extent.
Yeah.
Hi-Fi Rush would be cool. Kind of. Maybe not.
Yeah. Could be neat.
Like, well, actually, wait. The robotic company. I guess everyone who works on it are just robots, unless you're on the board.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. That would suck. I would be a test subject then, probably.
Well, you want to be. Isn't that the whole thing? It's like people are asking
to
be...
But it was a scam.
Yeah, well, but you got to think about it this way. It's kind of the same as like Dave the Diver. Like, you're in that world.
Yeah.
And it's only a scam for about 12 hours. And then the hero... solves everything,
yeah.
And now it's the best thing in the world.
The economy crashes because that was the biggest stock,
maybe
in the land.
Maybe we don't know. We don't see that part.
I mean, I'm just theory crafting here, but what else did I play this year?
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts would be cool.
Yeah,
that's literally just Hogwarts.
Yeah, just everyone.
So that'd be a good one. And we're like before the whole Wizarding War, so it's fine.
Yeah,
like, you know, people are just dying everywhere. So that's like, that'd be sick. But no Quidditch, I'd cry. They canceled Quidditch. You mad? That would be my luck. Like, I get rolled to Hogwarts. I've always wanted to be a Quidditch player.
Yeah, but you can still fly a broom around. Who cares? That's like, that's most of the fun.
You think he cancels
fun.
It for 1 year or what?
Yeah, probably.
1 year?
They had to come out with the other game.
You think it's going to be a sequel?
No, they had a Quidditch game coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's in beta testing right now.
Like its own standalone game?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like a DLC.
No.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Quidditch World Cup?
No. On the PS2?
On the PS2.
Yeah. I can see the case art because I stocked so many of those copies, but yeah. No, I never played it.
Objectively, not a great game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Fantastic concept, though.
Sure.
It could have been a great game.
Yeah. I'm sure someone somewhere can make
that
something.
That needs a remake, which sounds like pretty much what they're doing.
I don't know why they haven't made... Like, it's literally Quidditch, but instead of... flying on brooms, you're in a spaceship and it's literally like Rocket League, and you just have the Quidditch things there, and there's little
this
tiny orb flying around that you have to go chase down. And
well, I've talked about the rules of Quidditch that need fucking adjusting.
Sure. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, somebody somewhere can make that. That's,
that can happen.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Universes. Yeah, that's pretty much all I had, I think. I thought it was a cool thought experiment. Yeah. I liked reading the comments and seeing how screwed people were. Diablo 4 is just a nightmare.
It is the worst. I would say the worst. Yeah. Either that or Dark Souls.
Someone said Doom, which would be really bad too. said, well, am I on Mars or am I in hell? Because there's a stark difference there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, are you on Earth too? Because it's like, I mean, hell takes over everything at that point.
Yeah.
So I guess you're pretty much screwed no matter what. But
yeah, Doom would be rough. Doom would be rough.
Yeah.
Diablo might be rougher.
No, I think Doom would be worse. Because like you don't see any other people.
I would just love to be in Forza. That's all I want to be in, dude.
Yeah.
Go to a festival.
Mm-hmm.
Get to drive whatever car I want.
Yeah.
For this festival that never ends. So we're just partying and fucking racing.
Doing
and
donuts on the beach.
There's no street laws at all. I'm going 250 miles an hour on the highway.
And being
in
encouraged
a
to go faster so get a nice
challenge.
Cam check. Yeah.
I'd be dead, though. Like, let's be honest. Like, what do I last, a week?
No.
Less than that?
A day.
A day, I'm dead?
A day.
Yeah. Well, here's my only counterpoint is I can't start off in the Bugatti. But a Corvette C8, I could probably die in, so never mind. You're probably
It doesn't matter. It you could be the best driver in the world. That doesn't mean I'm going to be the best driver.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, it's you and a million other people driving around.
Yeah. Fuck, that's a really good point. It's a really good point.
And they're ghosts. They're ghost cars.
Yeah, which I guess we wouldn't happen.
I mean, it could. Imagine getting T-boned by me and you see me in the driver's seat, but it's not actually me.
Yeah, that would... Oh, man. Still think that's
Sir
the best
Wolvengard's world. Very aggressive on the road.
Sir Wolvengard, yeah, but he's not good. Like, he never places. Yeah. He never places. No, you don't place.
I place.
Your dude, you don't.
Oh, miss. my ghost.
When I'm driving, because you're in there, like all your friends
That's
list
fair.
Is in there,
yeah, no.
Which is like a fun sure touch. I wish they were better though. Like I wish the friends on the friends list were better.
They said that your friends driving translated into it.
Well,
I think that's BS.
Are you bad at the game?
I'm not great at the game, but like I
so
would.
So you come fifth to last every time.
Yeah, I feel out of how many? 12.
Like 10. Yeah.
That actually might be. I don't know.
Okay.
I feel
I
like
whatever
we're
playing.
I will
say Zach is much better.
Well, that's not true.
What's his name? Symbiote?
Yeah. Kyle's very good.
I don't think
Mike's
I have
okay.
Kyle.
Yeah. I would say Kyle 1, Mike 2. I'd be 3 maybe.
Me 1.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm first.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, okay. All right. That was cool. That was a cool little thing. You did mention Convergence though, so I'm curious. You're, what, halfway through?
Yeah, I got through to chapter 3. I don't know how many chapters there are. I feel like I'm halfway through. I looked up how long to beat, and it said like 7-8 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm in my third to fourth hour. It's good. So the whole premise of it is you can just rewind time if you screw up. So like if you get it, you have only 3 hits. If the enemy hits you 3 times, you're dead.
Right.
So even if you get hit the third time and you're dead, it just the game pauses and says, hey, rewind, so you don't die.
It's like a Prince of Persia thing.
Yeah, but you only have like 8 seconds you can rewind back, and then once you run out of rewind power and then you get hit again, then you're dead.
Yeah.
But like, it's fun. I like the platforming portions of it because it's like you have to like run and like wall jump off and then freeze like a platform so you can land on it without it falling down, and then jump and wall run on something else, and then like grab onto something else and spin and jump up and then throw a disc to open a door and then freeze that door so it doesn't shut. Like there's some cool like platforming stuff on it, but it's also like a Metroidvania-esque thing where it's like, okay, well, you can't get into this area because you haven't gotten like this item yet.
Right.
They don't make you wait so long, but I also have zero reason to ever want to like backtrack and be like, oh, I could get this extra chest. Like, I don't care. I just want to beat the game. I don't think the storyline, at least right now, is as neat as Ruined King. And it's kind of like apples and oranges. Like the thing I did appreciate with Convergence is it just drops you right in and you're like doing stuff. And then the story is very like second or tertiary even. But overall I'm having fun with it. I think it's tight controls. I think the animation's really good. I think the combat's actually quite fun. It's just, there's not a lot there, I think is my ultimate thing. So like, I'm not really invested in the story. So I'm just kind of like, I'm not skipping any dialogue because I'm like, oh, just in case I should at least know what it is. but I'm definitely flying through it. I'm not going to like spend too much time on it. They have some challenge rooms you can do. And it's one of those things like, okay, I know how to beat this, but it's also a pain and it's not like fun to do some of them. So I'm like, I solved it and I just leave. It's like in my mind, I knew what I did.
It's a mental victory.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, I see how to do this, but it's like, it just seems tiring and I don't, yeah. I can just keep moving on. So it's fine. I think that it's good. I'll finish it just to say I finished it, but it's like, I think, what is it on OpenCritic? Like an 8, like 80, 80 or something like
80,
that.
Yeah, yeah. 81.
I think that's a fair thing. I think it's a well-made thing.
Yeah.
I just don't think it has this like immersive, like, oh, I'm in this world. Like I feel really like, I know you're in the, what was the lower ground? Sorry, with the Z.
Zon.
Like, it's, there are certain parts that's like, oh yeah, no, you're underground. Like, but it's like not really that grimy. Like it's kind of like, it kind of is, but it isn't. And then it's like everything just starts to kind of blend together. It's not like, oh, this is the area that you're in, and then here's a different area and stuff. It's just kind of all the same.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Do you ever go up top to Piltover?
I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to play that because I always make it a point to play any league related game. Anything that gets me out of league, but I still feel like I'm playing league.
I mean, so far everything's been like, Rune King was really good. This one, I think this is a very well made game. Like,
I
don't think that you're gonna be like, oh, and maybe you will. I don't know, but like, do you know who Red is and all of Echo's friends and stuff like that? Like,
somewhat, yeah.
Okay, so then maybe you'll get a little bit more out of that. Like, I'm meeting a bunch of people that I'm like,
yeah.
I know you're not a League of Legends character. Like,
yeah.
So
it's like his backstory and stuff,
yeah,
which I always think is cool.
Yeah, and like there's like a oh shit type of aha moment, which is kind of neat. But yeah, overall, it's like the bosses are not challenging. It's really just about timing. So it's like timing the jumps and time freezes and different things like that. And then you just parry a lot. So like they'll be shooting a bunch of stuff at you, and you just parry everything. It hits right back to the enemy, kills them, and it's fun. It's just like Hi-Fi Rush is better in terms of that type of combat and style and different things like that. I guess like it's kind of apples and oranges, but like
I think that's fair though.
I get the same feeling from both of them. It's just I enjoyed Hi-Fi Rush more.
Yeah, no, I think that's totally fair. I like what Riot's doing though, right? Like
farming it out, like get some variety, absolutely.
Yeah, getting these indie studios, and you know, like I think it's a really smart strategy on their part too, because like theoretically you're gonna hit that one lottery ticket, right? Not that any of them have been bad so far.
I mean, this was like $20, and it absolutely is worth the $20.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to be down this game at all. I don't think it's like. You know, when I think of this type of thing, I think Ori and the Blind Forest, that is a masterclass in that type of gameplay.
That's what I'm kind of saying.
Yeah.
So, like, well, was that an indie game or?
I mean, Microsoft made it.
Oh, small company.
Yeah. Well, small studio, but I think it's, I don't know if I know Microsoft Studios pops up on the credits. I just don't know if it's like the people that made it or not.
I gotcha.
Sorry, your allergy is really bad.
No, you're good. I'm good.
All right.
I need to do that game. I need to do Mage Seeker as well.
Yeah, that's next.
So
after Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
After a quick 40 hours.
Yeah, quick 40.
Ugh.
Yeah. So all right. I'm glad you liked it. I was curious how your
how
your thing went.
I beat the Final Fantasy demo. So I'm in the game, which I know we mentioned that I'm in the hideout now, but
yeah,
I'm in it. Like I'm.
You said you enjoyed it.
As of right now, I'm. Intrigued and like let's go, so we'll see. And I really like Game of Thrones, so I already see the parallels. I'm like I'm here for it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm curious how you'll feel at the end. I don't want to say anything because it's a game you gotta just experience, and I don't want to influence you in any particular way. So
yeah,
I'm very excited to talk about it though.
Yeah, my goal is get it done. We have Jeff over, I mean next episode, and
that's the goal. Yeah, if we can do that, that'd be amazing.
That's going to be tough, but we will make a good old college try.
What does that saying mean anyways?
Good old college try?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Did I ever tell you about that app idea? I've mentioned it on the podcast before.
Then I'm sure you did.
Yeah. That's a dumb question. It's like where you look up a saying or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or slang. And then you're like, you can just Google it, idiot.
Cold shoulder of beef.
Huh?
I talked about the cold shoulder of beef. Yeah.
But you were like, that's dumb. You can just Google it. Yeah. I was like, yeah, but we don't get paid for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, we have a top five today. But
yeah,
before we get to that, it's time to give Tyler an assignment. So
before we get to that, can I say that I'm still reading, but I'm off Star Wars for a little bit.
Oh, this is a surprise. This was not on the list.
It's not. I just, we were talking about like Final Fantasy in the world and you didn't want to spoil anything.
Okay, off Star Wars.
I am deep in Brandon Sanderson.
Don't know what that is.
Author.
Oh.
I'm reading the Mistborn trilogy, which is like almost like a heist trilogy.
Bank heist?
Fantasy heist, yeah.
Okay.
And it's very good.
Okay. And it's a trilogy.
It's a trilogy.
You're on book.
There are 7 books.
Wait a minute.
Yep. So there's a trilogy, and then you added like little novels after the fact.
Gotcha.
But it's a trilogy. It's about this girl, Vin, who is like this, like think of like street rat, street urchin type person, who finds out she is an Allomancer or a Mistborn, where she has a bunch of just like powers. So think like almost like Star Wars Jedi powers. Like she's like force sensitive.
Okay.
And she gets in with a group who is going to overthrow the final empire. So like there's essentially like a god who is like, I don't know, like indestructible, like lives forever type of thing. And they're going to overthrow him and do a revolution.
Is there a map?
I don't know. Probably.
There somewhere. Was someone who was like telling me if they're reading a fantasy novel and there's no map, they will stop.
I will say that this is very contained.
Hmm.
Within like they talk about like Lutherdell and like they talk about different areas, but this author does such a good job describing things where it's like he'll describe a cloak. I'm making this like it's not this bad, but like he'll describe a cloak and it'll take like a whole page. So you like your imagination is there, but like you are spoon fed like every little thing. So like when you're talking like D&D campaign and stuff,
yeah,
I would love to see him run a D&D campaign and like describe everything and explain like this is what you're smelling and feeling and seeing, and it's just like it's really really cool. But the whole point of it is you consume certain people can consume metals. So you have Allomancers and you have Mistborn. Allomancers, there's 2 powers that they can have, and I forget which 2 they can do, but they consume metal. So it's like iron or pewter or whatever, like little bits of it.
Yeah,
and they quote unquote burn it in their bodies and they get like super strength, or they can push against metal, or they can see through things, or they heighten their senses or doing whatever. Mistborn can do 10 different types of, so they have like 10 different powers. And then you have people that are like, you know, go and try to kill them and do it. I don't know why this isn't like a fantasy TV show by now and stuff like that, but it's very good.
So there's a set amount of powers.
There are 10 in a hidden 11th. That's a little spoiler for you. But
oh, so the Mistborn is just OP.
Yeah.
They have everything.
Yes.
So they're outlawed? Everyone hate them?
They're not outlawed. Mistborn are usually... So they're a bunch of houses that are like powerful houses. And then you have the Ska, which are like the scum of the earth, like peasants, right? And that's where all these people are. So obviously you're rooting for the
underdogs, lower
class and stuff.
Yeah.
But all the houses have like their Mistborn... as like, you know, oh, go do this mission for me, or so it's like this kind of intrigue of like only the nobility and the highborn are Allomancers and have Mistborn. So the fact that this like lowly street rat is a Mistborn is like a big deal type of thing.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of finding out like her lineage and all that stuff. It's really cool. So far I'm digging it. I think that the author's really, really good. So I bbought like... it's like 6 more of his books.
You're in the first book still?
Well, so see the stack behind you, how big those books are?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Those are beefy.
Yeah, those are like 1,000-page books.
You're in the first one, you said?
Well, that is a different trilogy by...
I know, him. But like, yeah. Which one are you?
I am the first book of the Mistborn trilogy.
Gotcha.
Yes. Okay. I'm almost done with that.
Number one.
Going on book two.
So it's so good. You just bought it all.
Yeah, they were on sale right now. So I was like, okay. Because like, those are normally like $40 books. They were like $15.
Better or worse than Dune?
I don't know, Dune. I don't know.
Better or worse than Lord of the Rings?
That is tough. Lord of the Rings, that's such a soft place in my heart, man. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't want to make that. Let me finish the trilogy.
The fact that you're considering it on book one,
it's recency bias. Although I did just read The Hobbit fairly recently, this year.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It's great.
Still, it's so novel. I think is the thing. Has pun, but no, it's like it's like new to me. It's a new universe. It's like the first new thing I've been reading, what, 12 Star Wars books just back to back, where I'm just so ingrained in Star Wars. Having a new universe, a new set of rules, a new,
it's fresh
government, like it's, yeah. I like it. Yeah,
no, that's cool. I'm glad.
Yeah,
happy for you.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
All right, anyway.
No, that's
wanted to call cool. It out. Everyone should read.
I wish I liked reading.
I wish you did too. I'm actually bummed because like part of me is like, hey, we'll burn some hours on that, but that's like,
you could,
the audiobook's 24 hours.
You could, you got like over 100. Let's see how many you have left. Also, how long did Henry Stickmin take you to beat, so I can put that in?
Actually, I can tell you exactly how long it took me to beat. Hold on.
So you have,
I want to be fair,
131.
You're keeping track of all that, I hope.
Yeah, okay. 131 and a half hours left to give me.
Oh, I got it. Oh, man.
But that's going to be, I need to still subtract however long Assassin's Creed Odyssey is.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it's just until you get the
spear.
The spear, which correct. Is not going to be that long. I think I would.
Unless I keep the game running.
I would expect that to take you maybe
2 hours.
Why I was going to say between 2 and 4. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. Okay, hold on. I don't know. How do I...
Henry Stickmin Collection.
How do I look up my... Oh, here. View profile.
It was at 130 minus whatever you're about to say.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
We're waiting to hear.
Tyler DeFazio. Here we go. Street Fighter VI has 1.1 hours on record.
Yeah, you weren't a fan.
Yeah.
That's so sad. We were so hyped for it.
I think I'll be a fan... playing you. I don't know, I didn't love
what's that supposed to mean.
I think playing with someone would be more fun than just kind of like going through, like,
I just love the character designs. I don't know, it really drew me in, so I'm excited to play it.
Henry Stickmin Collection, 31 minutes.
You did all the routes?
I did the ones that made sense.
Oh, wow. I thought you'd go back and just see all the options.
I didn't do that. If you want me to, I can.
No,
if you want me 100% it.
All right, you were at 130. Now you're at 129.5.
Are we rounding up to half hours? Is that what we decided?
Yep.
Okay, that's fine.
I have a lot of hours.
I did do 31 minutes. So.
The committee will take that under advisement, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so I want to preface this. I don't want to go too deep into it, but this is going to be a unique one.
Okay.
So far we've had each other watch movies. Little TV shows in there. Some video games now are coming out. Even though Tyler knew how I felt about Assassin's Creed Odyssey, he did not care.
I'm forcing you. You liked The Last of Us. You said it was good.
It was.
I didn't want to do that.
I didn't finish it, though.
Well, it's fine. You don't have to finish it. I don't think
Peaky Blinders was good, too.
But you didn't finish it.
No.
And you're not going to finish Odyssey. And I understand that, but I want you
to... What if I do, though? Just to spite you.
Oh, okay, you got me. Like, whatever. It's not going to count.
Yeah, that's true.
My thing is, I want you to...
experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gameplay-wise, it's fun.
I just... we'll see. We'll see what I said. Yeah. I was actually watching some, like...
And real quick, that you had to play Cassandra. That's the only stipulation.
There. The girl.
Yeah.
Why?
She is a better voice actress, and I think it makes more sense in the story.
Okay. I'm down with that. Okay, so video games, TV shows... movies, that's what we've been doing. I'm assigning Tyler something that he has to listen to.
Okay.
So you have to listen to this. I have to see how long it is, but it's decent. It's a decent amount of time. It's probably... Actually, I have to see. Anyways, so what I'm having you listen to is one of my favorite symphonies of all time.
Okay.
And I'm extremely curious to see your perspective on this, especially since there's a lot of history surrounding it. And I'm going to go into it a little bit. Even though I don't want to influence what you think it is, maybe I should say that this is what I was hesitating on, because there's a lot of like background on what this piece, like why it was written and what it's about, more or less. So I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
Because I want to...
I don't know if that's going to influence... So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Should... I'm trying to think of a way to say this. Like, you knew all this stuff going in before you listened to it?
That's a good question. I listened to it so long ago. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But
I'm saying, like, will it deepen it for me at all? Will it give me a better perspective of it? Will it enhance my enjoyment of it?
Maybe. I don't know. So that's kind of the experiment here. Like, on one hand, it's like, if he knows the background of the piece, will that give enhancement, like you're saying? Like, I guess it could, because you're like listening for things potentially.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, is he now trying to find meaning in places where, like, am I losing out on a fresh perspective on what you think it is? And then you're like imagine I say nothing and then you come back next week and you're like, wow, I really heard like this or something along these lines, and you're like,
okay, no, I see
what
you're saying.
Correct.
That makes sense.
Or like you totally like understood, or like it'd be totally different. I think that would be interesting to me.
So it'd be the same thing as looking at a painting and explaining what I feel from this painting.
Yeah, I think so, more or less. Like, yeah, I won't say too much more, but I think like this one has a really interesting story behind it.
So what do you want me to come back? Like, so this is like a report, like, right? Like, we kind of report back on like,
yeah,
here it is. What do you want me to... Am I telling you how I feel? Or what
I think
it should mean? Or
like, yeah, listen to it and just tell me your thoughts. Like how you feel, whether you liked it or not. Things that stood out to you, I guess. Like, I don't know. And then if like something... Like you could listen to a piece and like it doesn't maybe have like a meaning to it or anything, or a story that you see, but... It could invoke a certain feeling or something. Or maybe you will see like, oh, you know, I kind of heard like a character or something, or, you know, some sort of event. Like, I mean, that's possible. Like whatever.
Like I can
comes
write
natural.
Down like a timestamp or something and be like, oh, I liked it.
Sure.
Something. Or,
yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, however you
so
want to.
What is this?
Okay. So.
Because now, and I'm actually kind of excited about this because I'm getting some new headphones. So I was like.
Yeah. I have to see what. Okay. So the recording is going to be very interesting. But the piece itself is Shostakovich. That's the composer.
Okay.
It's his fifth symphony.
All right. Fifth symphony. So that's not Wolfgang, not Beethoven. Here, let me start. How do you spell his name?
Dmitri Shostakovich.
Dmitri Martin?
Yeah. Shostakovich.
You're
going
to have to... Sorry. It's a little slower. S-H...
O S T
T
A K O.
All right, I'm with you.
V I C H.
Yeah. Now, is this multiple tracks?
It's four movements.
Is a movement a track?
More or less, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, movements like a different section. So each of the movements are going to have its own feel. So four movements in total, and then I'm trying to find like a runtime to give you like a.
Would it be in like an album? Like, would it be like, yeah, here. So like Symphony number 5 in D minor.
So what do you, yeah, what do you,
Op 47?
Yep. Opus 47. It's like his 47.
Okay. And it's 4? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
4. Yeah. It should be about 48 minutes, it says.
47 minutes, 49 seconds.
All right. What are you using though? I'm curious.
Spotify?
Yeah. Who is it? Who's playing it? Does it say what orchestra?
Oh, NHK Symphony? Is that New Harm? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
Who do you want me to listen to?
That's a great question. I'll have to research. Pittsburgh actually won an not an Oscar, a Grammy playing this symphony.
Yeah, it's NHK Symphony Orchestra.
Okay. It's probably good, but that's the assignment. There you go.
Okay. Done.
And then when we meet next week, I'll hear your thoughts and I'll tell you like the background of the piece itself.
Okay. Done. I'm excited because I'll pull out the good headphones. I have an amp for it. I'll make it all like a whole thing.
There you go.
Yeah. I wonder, I should look, I'll tell you what, I'll even do you one better. I'm going to look up Apple Music and see if they have that as like a remaster track. Sometimes Apple does like a much higher resolution.
If Pittsburgh's on there, like you're talking about like to buy it.
Yeah.
So like I said, Pittsburgh a couple years ago, I was still in college. It must've been like 5 years ago now. They won a Grammy doing this piece.
Wow. Okay.
So if you could find Pittsburgh, I think it'd be cool. One, because
yeah,
hometown.
I was so my thing was like, okay, so Pittsburgh's cool, but I was hoping that it would be like, because YouTube's going to be compressed to heck.
Right.
I would want like as
I would imagine if they're selling it, it's like if that's.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The Grammy recording.
What I'm saying is, like, if you have an option between like the NHK Symphony, where it's like, here's a high definition version, of a high resolution version of it, versus a YouTube of Pittsburgh.
Oh no, yeah. No, go with quality. The high res. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I all I'm saying is that you could probably find it.
Okay.
I don't know if it's Apple Music or whatever. Yeah. But like, if you find it, high res version.
I will do some research. It's just going to be tough to like research it without finding out the backstory of it, but I will find it.
No, I don't think it will be.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. What do you research? I mean, you're just looking for the,
I'm just looking for the download. Yeah.
I think it'll be fine. All right. That's all I had in terms of everything before the top five.
All right.
Any surprises? Any other books? Dr. Seuss? You like that guy?
Nah, it's okay.
Overrated?
No. I think he's adequately rated? Properly rated, yeah.
Favorite Dr. Seuss book?
Ooh.
That'd be a nice top five, actually.
I don't know if I've read a lot of Dr. Seuss books. Like, I know Red Fish, Blue Fish.
One Fish, Two Fish.
Yeah. And
Green Eggs and Ham. Oh, the Places You'll Go.
Nope.
What?
Yeah.
Did you graduate anything?
Yeah. Grinch?
Horton Hears a Who?
I've read that, but I think I read that way late. That was Jim Carrey, wasn't it?
Okay, so we're doing a top five today.
Yeah.
And
I was actually being serious.
Oh, are you serious?
I know the Grinch was Jim Carrey.
Grinch was Jim Carrey.
Who did Horton Hears a Who?
I don't know. I'm talking about the book.
I know, but I didn't.
That's why I was flabbergasted. Like, is that where your mind goes?
What?
To the movie? Like the
Yeah, well, that's when I didn't know. I never read Horton Hears a Who. I watched
Cat in the Hat?
Yeah, Mike Myers.
This is disturbing me, so we need to move on. Chills.
I think I read Cat in the Hat.
I hope you did.
I can almost picture the book.
And the hat? What color is the hat?
Red and white.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We're doing a top five, I swear. It's going to happen eventually. The top five this week is top five beverages.
Beverages, yeah.
You thirsty?
Yeah.
I'm thirsty for a top five.
Yeah.
Should have started with that and then said beverages, but
yeah,
we're working on it. So we're doing top five beverages. Rules. You're the rules guy. Hit us with them. Rule one.
Has to be liquid.
Rule two.
Has to be drinkable. So we talked, and this, I want to go a little harder on this. So
yes,
we talked and we were talking generalistically
yes.
speaking.
Yes.
So if we wanted to talk like alcohol, it would be like
now
beer,
yes,
not
yes,
a specific like so
you
Miller
could,
Lite.
You could do beer, wine, shots, or I guess liquor. I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's tough.
You get a little
it's like you go liquor, but it's like whiskey, kind of liquor? Bourbon.
Spoiler alert: it's not going to be on there, so I don't think we have to worry
Fair
about
enough.
It.
Okay,
but if you bring it up, we'll
the reason.
Cross the bridge.
Let's put that even aside.
Sure.
I feel like saying soda.
Yes.
Is tough.
Ooh.
When you're not saying what type of soda.
How about cola?
Because there's plenty of... What?
Cola?
What about cola?
Cola is a type of soda. So it's like your Pepsi, your Coke.
Yeah, but like, where does Sprite fall in? Like, that's
Sprite would be like a citrus drink,
like a seltzer, oh.
Citrus soda.
Yeah, but you don't think it should be good just to add?
I was thinking soda, and yeah. It just encompasses.
Okay.
So what? And again, it's always Couch Company rules where it's the best version. So whatever that is to you, yeah. There you go.
It just seems weird because we were saying like golden retriever versus dog. Dog. Instead of a dog, you have a, you know.
So what are you suggesting?
I don't know. Maybe we need to be a little bit more specific. I know we weren't going to do that, but do we need to be?
It's up to you. What do you want to do?
Is that too much?
Do you want to be more? I have not researched specifics, yeah. But I can do my best.
Well, so let me ask you this. Okay. When we say juice.
Yeah.
It would be orange juice, apple juice, grape juice. Like, yeah. You would be specific there, right?
That's true. So okay, we'll be specific. Let's do it.
A little bit.
No, this is my numbers revenge, or your numbers revenge, I should say, where it's I had an impression, and now it's infinite amount of fucking beverages. So
yeah, but you know what you like to drink. I feel like it can still...
You know numbers. You were good.
We can, to make this easy, okay. we can say, like, sodas. How
yeah,
about
yeah, them? We'll do the categories and we'll just talk through it. Yeah. Okay, I like that. But okay, we'll be specific.
Okay.
Okay. Top five beverages specifically.
Yeah.
Specific.
Yeah.
Let's start with the elephant in the room.
Water.
Juice.
Oh, okay.
You want to start with water?
Water's great.
Water's fucking overpowered, bro. I didn't want to start there because okay. It's on the list.
Yeah. Right,
but wet well, water. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. We got
yeah.
tap.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got. Yeah, you got Aquafina.
Fiji water.
Fiji water, yeah.
Yeah, like, come
100%.
On, please.
Because money, like, do we adjust for money? Because it's expensive, right?
$10.58 for two.
That's disgusting.
2 liters of Fiji water.
But yeah. I feel like we've never, because, like, if you think about, like, our fast food tier list, like, Five Guys won. Spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, that's expensive.
Yeah.
So I think the same logic. Version of yes, it. Yes, exactly. So okay. What? I'm on the same page. I'm just making yeah. sure where I'm. It's been a while since we did a top five without other people, and I'm trying to make sure we're consistent.
Yeah. All right.
Fiji water.
Fiji water.
Okay, that was good. If we need a little bit more time on water, it's overpowered. You need it to live. Originally, I was thinking summer beverages, because yeah. then we could do a winter beverage, but Tyler doesn't like milking things, so he was just like, let's get all of them out of the way.
Well, I was thinking like, we're going to do beverages, and then when we go alcohols, eventually it will be like top five
alcohols
or yeah. something.
That's fair. Water's okay.
And then we very much like the Gatorade. We test them all.
Yeah. Yeah. That was awesome. Okay. Water's OP. It's on the list. Fiji water specifically.
We should do that version. With Nate is like top five whiskeys or top five.
Jesus.
He can explain yikes. Why.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's good and what's and not this is, as we're just this is dying okay. on air.
Yeah. 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 That's an after, that's a night that's couch a,
yeah,
or
after
whatever.
Hours, after hours
session.
After dark.
Yep. Okay, juice.
Juice.
Orange juice.
Yeah.
Great. No?
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
You're going to say no pulp.
Are you a pulp guy?
I like.
Are you a pulp
I like
guy?
Some pulp.
Why? Why do you like shit in your drink? Because, it's disgusting.
We've talked about this.
No.
It's fresh. It gives you the...
No.
I have...
You if, like eating the rind?
If I...
That's fresh,
if
dude.
If I'm drinking no pulp orange juice, it feels artificial to me. It feels chemical. Or it tastes chemically. It's like a... Like it's too processed.
Yeah, like when I'm drinking water, I just want all this dirt and shit.
No,
in my water.
It's just filtered.
That's like,
yeah, you can filter. It's still filtered. I'm just saying, like, that water and contaminants is different from natural orange. You eat.
Do you like water and like minerals?
You eat
like a lot of minerals in your water.
Look, man, if there's some,
you like mineral water
in my water. I don't.
Okay, that's not different. No. That's not different. And that's as natural as it gets. So be consistent here.
I like my juices yeah, pulpy and I like my you. Water smooth.
Yeah, okay. Okay, big guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Orange juice is fine. The thing that I... So, like, for instance, are yep. you talking, like, McDonald's orange juice? Or are you talking, like, a Tropicana? Are you talking about freshly squeezed? Give me... Yeah. What are you saying orange juice-wise?
Because that's a great question. What is my favorite orange juice? This is why I was not prepared for specifics.
Because I'll tell you right now,
what's your
I
favorite?
Hate McDonald's orange juice. Chelsea likes
really?
It. Yeah, and there's
it's not
there's
bad. I wouldn't say it's my favorite.
It. It's fake, man. It's not...
Everything's fake at McDonald's. This is what makes it awesome.
Well, I know, and normally I'm with you, but when it comes to my orange juice, I want to...
You're so inconsistent. It's
yeah,
insane.
Well, look, man.
It drives me crazy.
There are asterisks in my life that
everywhere,
I need.
Everywhere. Just, it's like, oh, I like this, except for this, this, and that, my and life I don't is just like a this.
Giant asterisk. my orange juice, now I know you're going to be like, okay, well, now let's talk about every other type of juice. Specifically with orange juice, and maybe it's just because that's how my grandma liked it and everything else, and I don't want to be sappy, but it's like... That's what I grown accustomed to, and I liked it. And that's when I think orange juice.
You're really pulling the grandma card to get me off your back. Off your back.
It has some pulp. We don't have to get that deep. I'm with you on the orange juice. We can put orange juice there and just
no. I don't want it there now.
We each think about.
I don't want it on the list.
Oh, you don't want it on the list? I mean,
I'm
not.
If it could be misconstrued that there's pulp in there, I don't want it touching the top five.
What about apple juice?
Yeah, that's all right.
What about grape juice?
Yeah.
White grape juice? Because for me, I think white grape juice is better than
put
purple.
Wine in that? We're starting to talk. Or alcohol in that?
I don't know.
Make a wine? You don't like wine?
I don't like wine. Yeah.
I'm not a huge wine guy either. I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah.
But okay. White grape juice. Wait, white is white grape juice?
Yeah.
I don't have I ever had white grape juice?
I don't love grape juice. I'm just saying, like, if I had to pick a grape juice, I like white grape juice.
Do you like juice? How are, I mean, it sounds like we're not even very high on juice.
Juice is fine. I like a good pulpy orange juice. I like apple
I
juice.
I think it's some pulp.
Some pulp.
I think you're a big pulp guy. And you're kind of, you don't want to admit
no,
it.
No, I'm not going to do lots of pulp. I'm going to do
regular.
Some pulp or with pulp.
Yeah, with pulp. That's too much pulp.
Yeah.
Dude, pulp is the worst. I just can't get over it. It's like, there's just, oh God. All right. Should we move on from juice and nothing makes it then?
I'm just trying to think. Like any
are people raging right now because
like
we don't
cranberry juice? Do you like
no, not really.
Yeah, I don't like cranberry juice either.
Yeah. My mom drinks a lot of it because she gets kidney stones.
Yeah.
And that's good for
urinary tract infections, I think, too.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Not that I'm saying your mom has UTIs and just
Of course. Yeah.
Apple juice is a close second for me. I like apple juice a lot.
I'm just not a big
how does like Sunny D fit in, and how does like
I think
juice boxes fit in,
yeah,
and like high C not
this
high C,
the problem like, going specific,
yeah,
because you gotta factor those in now.
Yeah, I mean, we're not saying top five juices, like it's not like a
we
either
could do
or
top five juices.
Yeah, we probably could, but yeah, but like all that that's in the family.
That's
do
in the family
talk about
that's
them?
In the family, sure. Yeah. Capri Sun's awesome.
Okay. But more awesome than orange juice?
No. Like, if anything out of this umbrella, I'm picking orange juice, and it has to be pure orange juice.
If a juice... Here, let's put...
I'm not doing it.
Pulp-free orange juice just on the list. No. Just to see. Just to see. I'm not saying it's going to stay on
there. I guarantee it's not.
Pulp-free orange juice. I'm putting it on.
Well, what kind? I mean, it's like... I guess I would say Tropicana.
I'd be with you with Tropicana.
Yeah.
Tropicana,
okay.
I think, is the best premier brand for that. Yeah.
I mean, you could go freshly squeezed, but that's such a... I mean, we're saying best version, honestly. I haven't had a lot of freshly... I have not had a lot of freshly squeezed orange juice, so that's like why I hesitate there.
Yeah.
So...
What about like a Denny's? Does Denny's do...
I usually don't get breakfast at Denny's, which is...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
I get
crazy.
Burgers because I hate myself.
Wow.
Huh. Isn't that weird?
Okay. All right, never mind.
Get a double cheeseburger.
Pulp-free orange juice. That's fine.
Now I want Denny's. That sounds fucking awesome. I used to tell you, so we were at like Sushi Bomb.
Yeah.
And the person recognized Mike.
Yeah.
And then we were kind of going around like, what's that place for everyone? Mm-hmm. I forget what you said.
Subway? Yeah.
For me, it was Denny's.
Yeah.
They like do be there. That's when you know you have a problem.
It's cool.
Yeah. Dana, dude, she always used to serve me.
Yeah.
She was the best. She was cool.
Applebee's was another one. And then my parents are big on Eaton Park. Like
Eaton Park's great, though, dude. Eaton Park's always a bop.
Okay. So, like, I mean, Capri Sun, we got...
Yeah, Capri Sun stands out to me. But, like, I've never been a big juice box guy. So, I'm not...
Yeah, I'm
I mean, does anything speak to you?
No. I like apple juice, and that's...
I think we're making a lot of people angry here. I think the juice community is very passionate.
Yeah, if it was just juices, then sure. But like, we got a lot of.
I'm not
of
a big juice guy. I'm like, I can't pretend to be something I'm not.
No, man.
Totally you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got to live my life.
100%. You live your life.
All right, let me get you here.
All right.
Dairy. So that's going to be milk.
Yeah. Eggnog.
Eggnog.
Eggnog's not going to
half and half.
So no. Who's you just drinking half and half?
Put it on my Cheerios.
What kind of milk are you talking?
2% skim, whole. Do milkshakes Vitamin count D? As is beverages?
Beverage? Oof.
That's the question.
Oof.
Because if they count, we have a new ball game.
I don't think they should.
And what's the rationale?
Because that is OP. okay, well, hold on.
That's a beverage,
it's
dude.
It's very good because now you're opening up the... Because it's like, okay, if you're talking rules...
Yeah.
It's in a cup.
Yeah.
Drank by a straw.
Yes. It's a liquid.
F.
F in the chat. Yeah. Is it over? Did I break the game? It has to.
Because you got...
It's a liquid.
You got that. You got your smoothies. You got your slushies.
Smoothie.
You
a
got,
smoothie yeah. is. You would yeah. say a smoothie yeah. is.
Yeah.
Milkshake has to be. Yeah. Has to be. Ice cream's not, though, obviously.
Right. It's just melted ice cream.
Yeah. I guess some people would say like there are thicker milkshakes, but they're all theoretically drinkable.
You, yeah, you can drink it through a straw. Like that's...
It's in a cup.
It's going to be in... Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Let's go dairy here. Right. I'm excited about this category all of a sudden.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go milk first.
Yeah.
How you feeling about milk? You a milk guy? You're not a milk guy.
I am a milk guy. Milk... oddly gives me heartburn.
That's
I don't know if
weird.
That's I think it's acidic. I think that's a common misconception that
but you do pulp. Not.
Well, that's why I haven't drank orange juice in a long time.
Oh.
So I love orange juice. It's just like that it hurts that you. Wrecks me. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Getting old sucks. Can't wait for you to be at 30.
I don't want to be.
Milk's good. So if I'm doing milk on like with cookies or something
yeah.
like that,
yeah.
that's 2%.
Right.
Or if I'm drinking milk with like a chocolate cake or something like that,
yep.
2%.
Yep.
If I'm like, I just want to drink a cup of milk, that's skim milk. Or if I want to put milk on cereal, that's skim milk.
Agree on cereal? Just milk? I think I also go 2%.
I don't dislike 2%. I've just gotten used to drinking
skim.
Skim.
Yeah.
It's a little, I don't like it like super thick.
I don't like skim. It's too watery for me.
Yeah. So it's exactly
2% is the perfect.
I'm fine with 2% if you want
to. Actually, like I'm trying to think. Like if I have a nice big piece of chocolate cake, do I go whole milk? Am I that insane? I might be. But 2% is the best milk, so I would do 2%.
The reason why we do 2% whenever we're like, oh, we're getting some Oreos and some 2% milk is because we'll still drink the 2% milk. I don't think I would drink whole milk. And I think
the
stipulation is this is something that you're going to be drinking exclusively, not adding things to it.
Yep. No, so. I think 2% is the great middle ground. Top five, though. Maybe?
Not for me.
Okay.
So if you're feeling it, we can throw it on the list and just
I do enjoy cut. Milk, but now that milkshakes are in the game, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with not putting it on, but I do enjoy it. The thing with milk is I go through cycles.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm big on milk. Sometimes I don't have any milk.
Here's a rule. Let's make it readily available. So for instance, because I'm thinking like protein shakes. And things like that, like are technically beverages,
sure.
But also they're like meal replacements. I don't think those should count.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
So like that would be my only.
But those
argument,
are readily
I guess.
Available, though.
I meant like if you go to like a restaurant or something, and you're like, oh, I would like a slim
perfect.
Fast shake, please.
Yeah, yeah. you go to California, I bet they have.
and already I'm thinking of like when we were in Florida, there was a shop that literally was like, "What protein shake would you like to blend?"
I'm cool. We'll say either whether it's a rule or not, it's not gonna make the list for me.
Yeah.
So.
So I wanted to kind of like knock out a
sure.
large chunk of
sure.
there.
That's fair. That's
milkshake.
Fair.
I'm still.
You can
it
get those
feels
at restaurants.
Wrong.
You can get those at restaurants.
Yes.
We have pizza as our number one pie. Anything we do at this point
Touché.
Can't be
Touché.
Worse than that.
Touché. Touché.
We've crossed the line.
Okay, but then we have to pick the best milkshake.
Cookies and cream. That wasn't hard.
No, it wasn't.
That's in our top five desserts, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I've defeated another list. Okay, cookies and cream is on there, easy. Any other dairy that I'm missing? Eggnog? I'm not a big eggnog
I'm not big
guy.
Eggnog.
Okay.
I just threw it out there.
Yeah, that's a good call, though.
You're not. I assume you're not big on like almond milk or anything like that, right?
Yeah. Get out of here. Yeah. Yeah. No way. Not a chance.
I'll do almond milk, but so like I've made some good smoothies, but again that's a little
Oh, smoothies,
different.
Yeah.
Smoothies are good, but
that's not I guess that's more juice category, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a smoothie guy, so this is you. If you're like passionate about it, I'll hear you out.
No, because anything that I put in a smoothie would taste better in a milkshake. So it's like, if I was gonna do a smoothie, and it'd be like, oh, I want a peanut butter banana chocolate smoothie.
Yep.
Yeah, it's better in a milkshake
with milk,
form.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
No, that's accurate. That's so funny. We've destroyed the game.
I gotta put coffee on the list. I gotta talk about it.
I know you
don't like it, but like, I'm not a big tea guy.
No. Which is a shame. Tea's pretty good, but I'll hear you out on coffee.
Coffee
I'm not
is.
Totally anti. So I used to be anti-coffee, and I've warmed up to it, no pun intended, a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'll have coffee here and Nate's and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I'm hungover, I'll get it at like a restaurant.
I mean, unless I'm failing at trying to cut out caffeine in my life for like the umpteenth time.
Yeah.
I drink
every day.
Multiple cups. Every single day. My body has to. My body shuts down at like 3 p.m. if I don't have coffee.
That's concerning.
When I say shuts down, I'm talking migraines and I'm just out.
You're an addict.
Because I start going, 100%. But it's like, something to be said about that coffee. you need it.
Something in there.
I don't know what it is, but that can be, I think coffee is really good. I think it's very comforting. I think it's very versatile because you can do the warm, you can do the cold.
Yep.
You can get fancy with it. So like you can have like, a quote unquote really nice cup of coffee. It can be stronger, be weaker. You have like a million different versions.
You have to pick one though, because we're being specific.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever Zupa's delicatessen serves.
That's the sandwich place.
It's instant coffee. I can look it up. It's this English brand. It's like very popular in England. It's like it's like the Folgers equivalent in England, but I think it's way better. And so, I'm sure my cousin's probably rolling over in his grave. So like whenever he comes on the pod, which I think sometime in August.
He's alive, gonna, right?
Yeah.
He's okay, you usually say that when someone's not. So
what do you mean?
Rolling over in their grave?
Oh, I said that. Yeah, I guess. He's alive. I don't know
like,
why I said
whoa,
that. Yeah, that's actually. He's probably turning off the podcast.
Oh, God.
Yikes. No, he's well and good. I don't know why I said that.
I was like, that is not a great saying, dude.
But he said he would bring in coffee
and actually
give us like some good coffee and stuff like that. But
I've always wanted to get into like coffee because like Nate got into it, my cousin, and his coffee is really good. Whenever we go over there, his is excellent. Coffee is a fantastic choice, and like if we were doing broad categories, it might be really high up there because it is so versatile. But the problem with picking a specific one, now you're eliminating all the cold brews, now you're eliminating the versatility doesn't matter.
Well, you're not necessarily eliminating the...
you are, because you're saying that specific coffee. So that's like why I was hesitant.
Yeah, but when I say a specific coffee, I'm talking about like these beans from Brazil that you're being used. So like Folgers is like the coffee, but you can have that hot, cold, whatever. Because like you could do that with milk too. I don't think you have to specify hot milk. You know what I mean? Or warmed milk.
You could do hot chocolate. We didn't talk about that.
Well, not yet.
Well, we passed dairy. I don't know. I felt like we left
dairy.
Yeah,
but hot chocolate doesn't have to be dairy. The good hot chocolate
In what universe?
Instant hot chocolate.
It's not where we're going to be talking about, though.
Okay, but I'm just saying it doesn't have to be dairy.
Okay, well, if you want to be technically correct.
I'm just saying. Okay, so sorry that I said my cousin in a grave.
I was very taken aback.
But whenever he comes over to do the podcast, I'm excited to try his coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, up to this point, I'll look it up, but there is a brand
coffee.
In
no,
England
I'm,
that's like...
I'm down with coffee, and then however you want to... Maybe that'll be our golden retriever.
Sure. Our horse.
Horse. They just added trapped. Yeah. Like penciled in, I imagine. I just like... it's chiseled into the stone, and then in Sharpie it just has like draft horse. Oh, Abby was so mad about that.
Yeah, we lost a listener that day.
We lost a listener that day because I couldn't pronounce wolf.
Yeah,
I said woof.
Yeah,
which I still don't see the difference. I can't hear the difference.
It's
but
no problem.
You knew what I was talking about. She knows.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
She hated me after that. That was rough. Anyways,
Do you want to talk about hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate.
Is that something that needs to be on the top five list?
I really enjoy hot chocolate, but seeing your facial expression, that's okay.
I'm trying.
Hot chocolate's great.
What's the best hot chocolate?
My mom's friend makes a fantastic. I don't know what she uses though.
Yeah.
But she does it on the stove, and
sure.
That's just the way to do it, man.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
Yeah. Good hot chocolate has to have steamed milk and everything. Like, I completely
agree. She does it like, oh, there's probably, honestly, Starbucks hot chocolate, excellent.
It's not bad.
Excellent hot chocolate.
It leaves a weird, so I always get the peppermint hot chocolate. Like, that's the one time a year that I'll go hot chocolate. As a skinny peppermint, it's like mocha chocolate?
That would be coffee.
Yeah. Well, that's what I eventually like downgraded to. But you can get a hot chocolate, but I'll get the peppermint hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And it'll be that like literally once a year.
Yeah.
And I'll get a tall one because I can't drink any more than that. Yeah. It's just too sweet for me, especially now that I'm in the coffee train.
I get a Benty, dude. I crush
hot chocolate. Sure. No. Yeah. But you don't, I mean, you're not a big coffee guy, right? So it's like,
yeah, right.
You're not going to go to Starbucks for that. I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's too sweet for me, generally speaking.
We didn't talk about chocolate milk either.
I don't like chocolate milk.
That's really depressing. Chocolate milk is whenever I'm like upset or something, like I just lost a big game of league.
Yeah, like if your partner says he hates chocolate milk and you're like super down in the dumps about it.
Yeah, and that's my untilter. You know how everyone has an untilter?
Chocolate milk is your...
Like whenever I'm having a really bad day, I get a hot chocolate. Or not a hot chocolate, a chocolate milk.
Okay.
And it makes me feel better. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have your untilter.
Dude, what's your untilter?
Masturbation. That's like a normal human being.
Maybe I'm just stuck as like a 5-year-old.
I just had that keyed ready to go. I was waiting for you.
You were beaming. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chocolate milk's awesome. But we have milkshakes, so it's like I don't want to load up on the dairy.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of like what would I like, what's your comfort drink? Is that the...
Yeah, it could be comfort food. It's not even a drink. It's just like, to me, that's my go-to.
Yeah.
I'm having a rough day. I will walk over to Shop and Save and buy a chocolate milk.
I'd probably get Oreos, honestly. I'd be like, if I'm just like, man, I just want to sit.
Fuck the world.
I'll crush.
It could be a song you listen to. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be,
Well, that's what I mean.
Go for a walk.
If I can't have my primary, Oreos is good.
Your primary is pretty set.
You can't. Okay.
That was good. I laughed. It's maybe rethink my choice, but all right. Okay, sorry. So coffee, yes. Wanted to mention some of those other dairy things that we forgot about.
Yeah.
You're not into any other, like there's like the strawberry milk and stuff. You're not into any of that, right?
It's not better than a milkshake. Like if strawberry milkshake, trump all that. Chocolate milkshake trumps that.
Cookies and cream.
Yeah.
We're literally putting Oreos. Into our beverage list.
Yes.
That's so broken. That needs nerfed immediately.
Yeah. That's why I didn't want to do it. But you
tell
have
me
to.
I'm wrong. But tell you me have I'm wrong.
To. You're not wrong.
It's a beverage.
Every argument I had are weak arguments compared to nuh-uh. And it's like, okay.
It's not. It's also not worse than pizza being the best.
I know. Dude, the moment you said, I knew that.
Yeah. That's
I didn't know in the moment, but I should have had the foresight. That, like, if I go down this bad path.
I gave you an out. I said, we're just doing.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Milk would have been a category. Coffee would have been one. Yeah. It would have been a nice and easy.
Easy.
And now we're like 30 minutes into it.
Yeah.
Debating. All right. I digress. What's next?
I mean, sodas are going to be a big
soda.
Big
thing.
Let's leave that last because I think that's going to be a thing. Right. So alcohols. I mean, a good beer.
Beer's great.
Yeah.
Best beer is
Hefeweizen?
Guinness.
Yikes.
I love Guinness.
I do.
I love Hefeweizen enough. I will totally come to that. Yeah.
Like Foggy Goggle? We'll call it a Foggy Goggle make it super.
My first legal drink ever was a Foggy Goggle.
Oh, wow. So you just had top of the.
Why do you think I'm so jaded? Yeah. I ruined my life I got a Foggy Goggle tall drink and like the Head Witch.
Yeah.
So we went to the. Actually, it's in Southside, right? The Fatheads.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great 21st birthday. That was awesome.
I didn't think I liked Fatheads, but apparently I got the wrong stuff.
Yeah, what did you?
That was literally like we were in front of the tent at the beer fest, and I'm just like, I don't like Fatheads. It turns out that's the best drink I had all night.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's talking about the
beer fest. Yeah.
This is a podcast.
I said beer fest.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's on me. No, I'm a bad partner.
All right. I mumbled it. I'm mumbling.
That's my bad. That's my bad. Jinx.
Yeah.
Got him. Okay, so alcohol, it would be beer. Like, I'm not a wine guy. I'm not a, liquor person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hardly know her. And
You could do, like, a White Claw, but I think Foggy Goggle is better.
Kyle's parties have ruined White Claws for me, dude. Like, sure. I haven't even drank wine. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Abby's creamsicle one was pretty good, but I would not want a lot of it.
I mean, if we're being honest, anything Abby makes is top five.
Yeah, like, but you can't get that in mass.
You can't get that in mass, but if I'm being honest, like, she is incredible and should be a bartender.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable.
Yes.
Shout out to Abby.
Who's not listening to this ever since you mispronounced
yes,
the whole thing.
Yes, no, yes. The same lady who fucking disintegrated my
pride.
But hey, pride.
That Nate guy is real good.
That Nate guy. He all right. Okay.
We'll put Foggy Goggle.
Yes.
Beer.
Yes. I would like that in the conversation at least.
Yeah.
So wait, we've got three on.
Like on the list?
Well, we have one on the list, right?
Yeah, we have six on
two,
the
list. Two on the list. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the milkshake's easy too.
Fair.
It is storming and I'm super distracted, so I apologize.
Oh, I didn't even see it, man.
It is
That's crazy.
Storming.
Hopefully we have power.
Yeah, that would we lose this whole episode?
Possibly.
That's not good. Okay, so we're gonna speed up a little.
So do we tell you what? I'm going to pause it here.
Okay.
Save it, and then if we lose power, it's not a big deal. We have all this.
Sure.
Okay. I think we're good.
Okay.
So we
you're splicing them together?
We're splicing them together.
Perfect. Where are we at?
So we just put Foggy Goggle beer on there.
Yep.
We are saying negative on all the liquors and like tequila will always have a special place in my heart. Don't enjoy drinking tequila.
No.
So
you need a pull.
You need a pull.
That's the catalyst.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. I think that's really it. I mean,
we're forgetting something. I mean, you're not a tea guy. Soda's the big category. Yeah.
Like broths and stuff don't count. You're not drinking. You're not like, oh, like a cup of beef broth, like bouillon or whatever. No. Well, people make bouillon.
Really?
Yeah. It's like it's instead of tea, you just take a bouillon cube, throw in some hot water and drink that. Any seltzers? Like, do you like your, I mean, Chelsea always drinks her like seltzer waters and stuff like that, but I'd rather have just real water. Like your LaCroix.
Yeah, no. I'm not. No. Yeah, what about like iced tea?
I like an Arnold Palmer. I do like the
lemonade
tea in that regard. I don't like lemonade by itself unless it's like extremely watered down.
Gatorade?
Gatorade's pretty good.
Gatorade's pretty good. Oof. So you gotta consider that.
Do we put top Gatorade on there? I don't think
what would
top
you call
five.
That? What would you
I mean it would
just be Gatorade.
We would take our top Gatorade.
Yeah, yeah.
We
which was, what did we say? We said
cherry Nova Blast.
Yeah, the white one.
Shockwave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Gatorade.
I'll put maybe. Gatorade on there.
Okay, we can maybe. Right. Maybe it.
Maybe it. I don't think it hangs, but
I'm trying to just think through everything. There's a lot of
everything
beverages
you can drink.
Yeah, you really expanded it from like eight categories to like a million.
Well, the soda. I mean, the soda is the big.
All right, let's get the soda.
Yeah. What's your favorite soda?
Mountain Dew. Yep.
Okay. Mountain Dew is pretty good.
I am
like base Mountain Dew.
No, voltage.
The
blue.
Yikes. Okay.
I like base Mountain Dew. You can convince me. Yeah. I like Baja Blast. I like Code Red.
I do find it ironic, Mr. Asterisk, who's like plain Cheerios. Hershey.
No, I like
bar,
regular Mountain Dew.
Nacho Dorita.
Yeah.
And then voltage.
Yeah, well, okay, that's fair. It's so good though.
Sure.
It's so good.
Yeah, you can't find it though, but it's good.
Oh yeah, you can find it. Yeah, you should know this. I asked for it. I know it very well.
You cannot find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to ruin this whole episode? Not
sure.
The whole episode.
Yeah. Hit me
up. I'm not a big soda guy.
Neither am I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even that's totally fine. Like I'm happy with a lot of the things on here. I don't think any.
Oh well, okay. Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, and I like a good root beer, but I still don't think any of those are gonna be because I just don't drink soda enough, especially these days.
What about a Harry Potter, Bumble beer,
butter beer?
Yeah,
I've never had one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
I've never had one.
Wow. Okay.
Is there alcohol in it?
No.
That's.
I think you can spike them, but I don't think we got the ones with them.
You know what I had in Disney?
Hmm.
Blue milk.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, but it was cool.
Yeah,
I had
sure.
it. like selling it. And I'm like, it was so disgusting too. It was like $15.
Yeah.
And it's like a pina colada, which I don't even like.
The butter beer is cream. Oh my God, I'm blinking. It's not root beer. It's
creamsicle?
Cream soda.
Cream soda.
I was like, it's cream and it's in a soda. it's cream. Yeah, just cream soda.
Yeah.
Is what it tastes like.
Yeah. Nothing crazy.
Yeah. Do you like cream? So do you like, you would take root beer over cream soda then?
I shotgunned a cream soda once and I've never drank one since.
That checks out.
It was the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you had to pick a soda, I mean, you don't
I think I would pick Mountain Dew Voltage. If I had to pick a soda, I think that's my favorite soda. Dr. Pepper's up there though. And any Mountain Dew's up there. I enjoy Mountain Dew.
I think I would go regular Mountain Dew if I had to do a Mountain Dew. I am so code redded out, I do not want code red.
I'm with you on, what about Baja Blast?
Same. I used to love Baja Blast, but then I overdid it when I worked across the street from the Taco Bell.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, regular Mountain Dew.
I mean, I could follow you on Voltage. The thing that I'm sticking with is I can imagine Baja Blast right now in Code Red.
Yeah,
I can't do.
No, Voltage. I'm good with. I like regular Mountain Dew.
Okay, I'll put Mountain Dew on here. In Mountain Dew over root beer, and because then you get into like, well, what kind of root beer? And I'm like, I honestly don't know which one I like.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't beat Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. To be fair, though,
yeah,
and this is more of I shouldn't even say a health thing, but it kind of, I would always take Diet Pepsi over anything else. If calories weren't an issue, that's what I would go Mountain Dew and just crush a Mountain Dew with a buffalo chicken wrap at Eaton Park.
Eaton Park. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Anyway, okay. And is it weird that I think a draft of Mountain Dew is just better than a bottle
that or is
anything
weird.
Like that. Yeah. Like, I like it.
I like the can.
I like it in the cup.
That's so strange.
Yeah, I know.
That's nostalgia.
100%. But that's what I like.
That's strange. All right.
Anyway.
I'm with you.
Okay. So got Mountain Dew in there. Are we missing anything?
Probably. You're not an iced tea guy, right?
I'm really not. If you want to make the case for an Arnold Palmer.
I like brisk iced tea, but like, if you don't care,
I would drink it. But is it
top five? Like, we're talking top five here.
Yeah,
you gotta be. There's gotta be some passion here.
I don't think it hangs.
Yeah, that's fine. I know we're missing something, and we're gonna hear about it. But I can't. Like, if it's
Chelsea
not speaking
tell us
to me,
to us after the fact. Yeah.
Well, if it's Schitt's Creek level, that's bad. Yeah, but that's true. Don't think it is. I mean, we hit milkshakes. That was my secret weapon.
Yeah.
And we have water.
Yeah.
Which is huge. I mean, we weren't going to forget about water, but
that's it.
Okay, I think we're good to rank them.
All right, easy enough. So we have Fiji water, pulp-free orange juice, 2% milk, cookies and cream milkshake, coffee, Foggy Goggle beer. Is it Foggy Goggle?
Foggy Goggles?
Goggles?
I don't know.
I'll find out. But that beer.
I'm usually obliterated by then, and you know everything sounds the same.
Gatorade, which we'll find. It's like it's some cherry.
Cherry Frost or something.
Cherry Rush or something, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Mountain Dew.
It's interesting. Okay.
I would take out, and this is nostalgia talking, I would take out the Gatorade before taking out the Mountain Dew.
I think that's fair. I think I agree with that statement.
Especially because if I'm getting a Gatorade, and it's kind of a cheap thing too, because if I'm getting a Gatorade, I'm just getting a Gatorade Zero.
Exactly.
Like, while I like the other one, yep. I like the watered down. I like
like, if I'm gonna
not super sweet.
Yep.
And like super syrupy, so
agreed. I get the zero just for calorie reasons, but like if I'm going to splurge on a drink, I'd rather drink a Mountain. Like that would give me more pleasure than a Gatorade. 100%.
Yeah. All right.
Let's talk about what we are keeping. I think that might be easier too.
So Fiji water, cookies and cream milkshake,
and coffee.
I think coffee needs to be
locked. Okay. Yeah. So now what are we working with?
So we have four left, and we need two of them. Okay. So pulp free orange.
Wait,
juice.
Wait. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, okay, I just took Gatorade
off. We have three locked. Yep. Okay.
So we need two. Here are the four. Pulp-free orange juice, 2% milk. So you got your breakfast drinks, Foggy Goggle beer, Mountain Dew. I think the beer needs to be on.
Beer needs to be on. Yep.
So now Mountain Dew, 2% milk, or pulp-free orange juice.
I didn't think soda was going to make it, but I kind of am leaning that way. Is that crazy? Is that orange juice looking good for you?
So I think 2% milk can go.
Can get out of here.
Because if I'm going to do dairy. It's
like the 2% is going in the milkshake.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the elevated form.
You can't even make the argument of like dipping cookies in milk, because admittedly, I very much would rather dip an Oreo in coffee, because then you get the super sweet Oreo and then the bitterness of the coffee. I think that's a better compliment. And you get the coolness of, because I put my Oreos in the fridge.
Yeah.
So you get the coolness of that with the hot of the coffee.
Yeah.
So good.
And I just blend it all into ice cream and then drink it.
Yeah. Or so, that. So yeah.
Kind of a little better.
So if we take the 2% milk out,
'kay.
It really boils down to pulp-free orange juice, Mountain Dew. Because it's pulp-free orange juice.
I'm down for Mountain Dew because I don't...
I am down for Mountain Dew.
I don't
Dew
want
as
any
well.
Mis... I don't want anyone to misconstrue.
Yeah.
That there could be a single ounce of pulp.
Oh, no, we would
juice.
Put pulp.
I know,
if
I know.
You were
but,
like, hey.
But in my mind, I know that you, juice. I know how you think.
Yeah.
And you would kind of think, oh, yeah, like you would do some shenanigans. Just, I know how you think.
In my mind.
In your mind. So I don't even want it on there, so
okay.
You can't.
All right. Fine.
Good.
Oh, no, don't throw me the briar patch.
Yeah, fuck you.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. So if we take orange juice off, I really need to be texting Chelsea and just be like, hey, are we missing any of these drinks?
Are we what?
Are we missing any drinks?
Oh.
Because she's gonna come up with something
yeah.
that we did not talk about or think about.
I'm thinking still, but...
The listeners are screaming into their microphones.
Dude, I don't... I think we're good. I think we're good.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Okay. All
I
right.
think
all
we're
right.
good, dude.
All right.
I only drink water, bro. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Well, it's a shocker what's gonna be up in the... All right. So we have water, cookies and cream milkshake,
yeah.
coffee, foggy goggle beer,
yeah.
Mountain Dew.
Fiji water.
Fiji water.
Yeah. That was the horse.
Fiji
water.
Fiji water.
And here's all the specifics.
Yeah.
All right. 5 Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Okay. This is where you're going to disagree. I would put coffee at 4.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It needs to be higher. Okay. And that's going to be tough. I get that.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Good.
We have to put Foggy Goggle Beer at 4 then.
I think
the cookie and cream. You're out of your fucking skull.
Should be 4.
You'd rather have a coffee than a
yes.
milkshake.
Yes.
That you're wrong.
Usually,
it's because you're addicted. You're an addict.
You're not gonna.
You're an addict. Man, that's why you say that. It's the only reason.
I can drink I can drink 2 coffees a day and be
no,
fine.
No, no, no.
I cannot
no, you can.
Drink.
You have to. You must.
No, I have to drink 1, but I drink 2.
Function.
I have to have 1. So see that coffee on the sink right there?
Yes.
That's exactly how much coffee I quote unquote need to
yeah.
function.
You have a scale and
I
everything.
Have,
you
have
you are an
of,
addict.
No, I have 2 of those
yeah.
because I enjoy it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a nice comfort
are drugs
thing.
Fun? I bet they are.
I could not drink a milkshake every day.
You could. You're not trying.
I
enough.
Do not want. No. Well, sure. Could I physically do it? Yeah. Would I want that? I wouldn't do pizza every day. And I love, you know, like I love
yeah.
pizza. It's just
yeah.
like that. There are very few things I'm like, yeah, I'll drink this every single day. And I could not like water, obviously coffee. Yes. I could not do that with a milkshake. Is my, is
you could
my
drink
argument.
Beer every day.
I would be more inclined to have a beer every night than I would a milkshake every night.
This is disgraceful.
Are you saying different? Do you think
no,
you would
I
have a milkshake
fair.
every night?
No, I wouldn't.
Like you're getting on, you're going to play some Call of Duty or whatever
okay,
with the boys.
But your argument
like,
is, I would do this consistently. My argument is, this is better.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a milkshake or a coffee? I would rather have a milkshake. Milkshakes taste better.
But it's all about the mood I'm in, where you're absolutely right. There are times I'm like, oh, we just had like a ton of sushi. And I'm like, yeah, I want a milkshake. Yeah. Or we go
what?
I don't know. I don't want that. I want a milkshake. Go get get a big hunk. Like, I don't know where that's coming from. I want a milkshake after like certain times where it's like, okay, like for whatever reason, we just left IKEA
yeah.
or just got hibachi.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool. I want a milkshake.
I got a burger and I want a milkshake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah 100%. Absolutely.
I'm with you.
But I feel more times if I'm like, oh, I could really go for a foggy goggle beer right now. Or we're hanging out. If we were hanging out in a group, I would rather all of us are just drinking a beer and hanging out and talking, not all with like milkshakes.
Yeah.
Milkshakes are very good, but they're the mood that I have to be in for a beer and the mood I have to be in for milkshakes. I'm in the beer mood more than milkshake is my argument. I'm flexible.
Okay.
We can talk about it.
I think, even though it pains me to say it, I think you're making decent points. It just feels wrong because milkshakes are so good. But we can put milkshake at 4.
I mean, let me look.
Look, if it was up to me, coffee probably wouldn't even be on the list, right?
Right.
So
already I'm...
Would I put milkshake above beer? Probably not, because I like beer a lot. So it's really going to be coffee or milkshake at 4. That's what it's coming down to. And
I see what you're saying.
I think your passion for coffee is more than my passion for milkshakes. As much as I like milkshakes. I do not have milkshakes very often because it's like 5 million calories.
So let me.
But I love milkshakes. They are so good.
Let me move it and let me see what it looks like. So we're saying Mountain Dew, Foggy Goggle beer.
No, I'm saying milkshake cream. 4.
No, I know, but then you would have beer. So, but you like beer over milkshakes?
Yes. I just said that.
Oh, okay. So the real...
That's what I'm saying. 4 is either coffee or milkshake. Yeah, that's what
you're
saying.
I got you. Okay.
And you are very passionate about coffee more than I am.
I will die on the coffee hill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So put milkshake at 4.
All right. Yeah, it looks fine.
Okay. Number 3. You know,
well, 3 is going to be beer, right? Or you want... Oh, no. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Really? Over you want coffee over beer?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, you're...
This is insane.
Can we call a spade a spade? Like, water's 1, right?
Yes.
Water's 1.
Well, I hope so. This keeps running up the list.
Exactly. You know what I need? What I need more than water is coffee.
You don't need it. Like, I would put that to the test. Let's do a 30-day challenge.
That is what my mind is.
We'll do a 30-day challenge. Saying. I'll do a diet of water. You do a diet of coffee. We'll see who lifts longer.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. If you're that passionate about it, if you're willing to die on the hill, I will do beer.
You can tell you what. You can call back to this whenever you want. But
I will. Feel it's marked down.
I feel
in the brain.
Like coffee needs to be 2.
But I will not allow it at 1.
No. Water. Look, I love me some water. Crush water.
Water's the best,
absolutely,
dude.
Absolutely.
There's nothing better when you're thirsty.
Yeah, specifically Fiji water. That's a splurge. Like 10, 11, let's call it 11. Let's round. $11 for 2 liters of
pureness.
Fiji water is insane. Yeah. But
it's very good. I love water. Yeah, dude. It's the spot.
I need to find a cheaper thing that I can't tell the difference. Because like I can, like Fiji water is...
It's the premier. It's...
Yeah, although, and this is a little conspiracy theory.
Okay,
I think the Fiji water bottles have gotten worse. They get a little flimsy now.
Oh,
I remember them being pretty sturdy, and they had like a really good bottle.
Yeah,
they still have a very good unscrew. It's smooth. It's smoother than a normal bottle cap.
This is crazy.
No, I'm just saying. I love it. If you take
no,
this,
I'm with you. Yes,
it's
rough
it's
and
gritty.
Coarse.
Yeah,
it gets everywhere.
Gritty.
Yeah.
With the Fiji water, it's a lot smoother.
Yeah.
Probably the smoothest plastic you can get. It's not glass. I'm just saying, their bottles, like especially the liter ones, they seem a little flimsier. Like you can kind of like squish them a little bit, and I don't love that.
Ooh.
So
still one.
We gotta keep
still
an
one.
Eye. Yeah, still
we'll
one.
Keep an eye on them.
We gotta keep an eye on it. We gotta
absolutely
make sure they
one.
Hold the quality. Yeah.
Not even close.
You don't get the plastic taste. Like whatever they do, it's fresh.
It's good. So fresh. It's so good. It just hits
now,
the spot.
Are you a cold water guy?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I know that that's not like the right way to drink water. Like you want it like
what?
Room temperature. Yeah.
What?
Apparently it's better for you to do room temperature water.
Who's saying this?
Kyle was mentioning and giving some like medical thing for it, like in the army or whatever and all that stuff. Like, I don't know.
Mountain Dew's on this list. I mean, health is out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mountain Dew, cookies, cream, beer.
Ice water. Ice water. Ice Fiji ice water.
I do not do ice.
That was bad term. Not
bad
ice.
Term.
I do like ice, but
cold water.
Cold water.
Cold water. Yes.
Icy water.
Cold
without
Fiji
the ice.
Water. No ice.
No pulp.
No Graves.
Yeah.
Water.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's well.
Yeah, he's healthy.
He'll be on
here
next month.
I've met him.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He's a strapping lad.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Chisel it.
Mountain Dew.
Yep.
Cookies and cream milkshake.
Yep.
Foggy Goggles beer.
Yep.
Coffee.
Yep.
Fiji water.
Set in stone.
Let's get top 5.
I would like to shout out Cookies and Cream Milkshake for making its second list. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. A top 5 dessert and a top 5 beverage. The milkshake is a top 5 dessert and beverage. I will die on that hill.
No, it is. It is.
It plays.
It's
a switch hitter.
It's about as good as pizza being the top. Actually, it's not as good because running away with the pizza pie.
People top five pie. We're so mad about that. It was glorious.
That's right.
It's a pie. It's a pie. I'll have a pizza over any dessert pie any day of the week, anytime.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, man.
And it's not close.
There will be once in a blue moon where I'm like, I could really go for an apple pie.
100%. Like if I'm in a dessert mood, but yeah. Like 90% of the time, 99% of the
time.
Yeah,
I want the savory.
I want the pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what we got.
All right.
There it is. If you made it this far, we appreciate it.
I got to remember to splice these together. I'm like, how long was this? It's like 19 minutes. That's not right.
Got to splice them.
Yeah.
And check us out. Couchcompany.games. That's all we got. So we'll see you same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch.